State Senator Bruce Caswell joins us on the line after this Thanksgiving break, and the legislature back in session this week, right, Bruce?
That's correct, Ken. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Now, items yet to be finished up for the end of the year. Sometimes it's a little scary, you know, when there's a big rush to get stuff done before the end of the year, especially if there's those lame duck sessions, which won't really be the case this year, but because we're kind of mid-year or mid-term for everybody right now. But is there a rush to get some things done before the end of the year here?
Well, there's a few things, yes, but not a lot. And they tend to be, well, one of them has to do with an abortion bill. Under the Affordable Care Act, one of the mandates that you had to have in your coverage was abortion coverage. And the Right to Life group in the state has gone out independently and gotten over 300,000 signatures. And this is something that we have available in Michigan in our Constitution. And they've petitioned the legislature to pass a bill. They've already got the bill there that says that if you want abortion coverage, you have to buy it as a separate item. It will not be mandated as part of your coverage in your health care. And that'll probably be coming before the legislature now. If it doesn't, if they don't take it up, and I have no reason to believe that we won't take it up, but if we don't, then by law it would go on the ballot next November, and people would vote on it themselves. We passed a bill like this up in the legislature. The governor vetoed it, and that's when Right to Life went to work and got the signatures, brought it back. And if we pass it this time, the governor, under the Constitution, has no say in it. It will automatically become law.
Do you get the feeling that it will be taken up by the legislature instead of going to the ballot box?
I think it will, but in politics, you never know, Ken. So I would just say, you know, keep in tune, and it should be taken up, I'm imagining, this week that we get back up there. But we'll see.
Well, something also that's kind of bubbling again in Lansing, the idea of a part-time legislature and the push to make that happen. And there could be some movement in 2014 on that, right?
Well, there could be. I don't know if you know, Dave Ajima was a state representative. He's now a Republican National Committeeman. And he's gotten together with some groups in his We started to hear noises that they're going to put petitions out to go to a part-time legislature. And we talked about this, or we had a vote on this back in the 70s, and at that point in time it got voted down. It may be different this time. Michigan is one of maybe six states that has a full-time legislature, and he wants to go to part-time. And people have asked me a lot about it in the past, and I said, look, I don't care one way or the other. I said, can we do a part-time legislature? Yes. There's 40 other states that do it, and they get along just fine. It'll be different, but it can be done. So people may very well, if they can get the signatures, they're going to have to get, I think it's going to be about 200,000, 210,000 signatures to put it on the ballot. And if they can get the signatures, people may very well see it on the ballot next November as well.
Are there some good models of what work for a part-time legislature? Because it could be a lot of different ways to make this work. What are they talking about for Michigan?
Well, what I have initially seen, and I haven't seen anything in writing yet, but what I've heard is that we would have a 90-day session. In other words, we'd go up on January 1 and we'd be done on March 31st. There are part-time legislatures that meet for 9 months a year. I think that's more of the Ohio model. There's part-time legislatures that meet every other year. There's some states that they only meet once every 2 years. And then there's a variation. Most are in the neighborhood of 90 to 120 days, something like that. So there can be lots of variations. The thing that I've learned that I didn't know, quite a few of these part-time legislatures, you know, they trumpet the fact that the legislatures aren't getting paid much, but what they do is they pay them a base salary, and then they turn around and pay them a per diem, too. And by the time you take the base salary and the per diem, they get paid for every committee hearing and all this kind of stuff, and every day they're up there, then by the time you get done, they're like California, they're making a pretty good chunk of change as well. So you got to be really careful and read the details to see what's there, but it'll be something that will be bubbling up that people have to take a look at.
All right. One thing, too, you're working with the governor on some possible changes in the tax structure here in Michigan.
Yeah, we've got, Ken, we've got two very, I guess you could say, different kinds of businesses. One we're kind of familiar with in Coldwater, the Mastronardi plant, which is a hydroponics plant. Also, we've got a lot of interest in Michigan from fish farms. And the southern part of the state appears to be a very climatically friendly area for these two kinds of businesses. And there's a lot of interest right now. And so what we've done up in Lansing is we took a look at what are other states doing. Now, primarily it's Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, because they're kind of in the same temperate belt we are. What are they doing in terms of taxes and so on? And what we're looking at is putting in place a specific tax as opposed to a property tax for these outfits. And we have the potential, now it's potential, and I want to emphasize that, of being fairly attractive to a lot of these types of businesses here in Michigan, which could produce a fair number of jobs for us. So we're going to take a real close look at how we can restructure the taxes and make ourselves competitive with these other states. We think we've got the answer. We're working on it right now, and hopefully by the end of this week, I'll get answers back from everybody. And if we're all on the same page, then I'll get the bill introduced, and we'll get moving ahead with it.
All right. We will stay in touch on that. Bruce, thanks. And how are you doing on Christmas shopping?
Haven't even thought about it, to be honest with you. So, you know, some things in life, Ken, you just can't rush. You have to take your time and let it set their mellow for a little bit.
You've got your line down pat. I like it. So.
All right. You have a great day, and your listeners, too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Talk soon. Bye-bye. That is State Senator Bruce Caswell with us this morning.